This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for Thursday, the 25th of April. So this coming weekend, London Marathon. So all the roads will be closed. Everything will be closed down. And Scott's going to be running for Barbara, and a load of people from EastEnders. Chris Evans is going to be running. There's loads of celebs going to be running. I will not be. I'd love to do it, but, you know, to be honest with you, it's not really my kind of thing. I don't mind cheering people on. They were hoping that Barbara was going to be there at the finish, but she's not well enough to do something like that. And also people would want to come up and hug her and do things like that. And it could be a bit frightening. So basically, she's not, but Scott will be running. He's done a half marathon. He'll do the full marathon. And so this Sunday and Saturday morning, we're going to be repeating the interview that he did where he talks about it, because it's very appropriate. So we kick off this morning with well-known Z-list Megan Barton Hansen. She goes to see Extremely Wicked. I've got no idea what for. She's not even in the business. And she runs into former love rival Vanessa Bauer. To be honest with you, I hadn't got the faintest idea who either of them were. But the funny thing, it only goes to prove how wearing makeup can change you completely. If you see Megan Barton Hansen with no makeup on, unrecognisable. And also tiny. But what she was doing there, I've got no idea. No idea. But anyway, just to make sure she gets a picture taken, she cupped her breast with her hands. I mean, it's so trash. It's so trash. What a shame. No, the dress doesn't fit. She's wearing the wrong... The producers tell you this. It's the wrong dress, so her boobs hang out over the top there. It's really a bit of an embarrassment and a shame, actually. All those women who threw themselves in front of horses trying to get the vote and everything else, and she's trashed it up at the wall. Like most of them. Like most of them. Chloe Lewis has said she outgrew Towie. No, we have no idea who you are, darling. But at least you managed to find a boyfriend called Danny Flasher. And she's talked about, you know, the show exit. It's like, goodbye. What do you mean? Who cares? In an exclusive interview, the TV personality, she's not a personality at all. What rubbish they make up here. It really is. It's terribly tedious. And she's been 4 years on the show, but as I say, I don't even know who she is. And I've seen the show before. And she's launched her new swimwear collection. Well, that'll all fail out, won't it, Winnie? Meghan Markle is going to skip Donald Trump's state visit to Britain because her convenient maternity leave gives her an excuse not to meet him. What's that got to do? I mean, so what? She doesn't like Trump. OK, fine. But a convenient maternity leave. So she's taking 3 months off before she goes back to work. And I'm thinking, back to work at what? I think William, the next thing that William and Kate are doing, they're going back to the house where they used to live in Wales. That's work, is it? Getting in the car and being driven by somebody? Very odd, isn't it? Very odd. Anyway, Meghan Markle will not be meeting Donald Trump, so they say. I reckon she will. Of course she will. If it's all part of the royal family thing, the royal family will be out in force. Mylene Klass undergoes 6 months ultrasound scan, and then somebody else took the picture. She can't have taken it. I don't think it's physically. Oh, she might have done, actually. And because this is the six-month pregnancy thing. Pamela Anderson storms out of a fundraising gala in Marseille after €100,000 is earmarked for Notre Dame rather than children in need in the city. And now it turns... Did you hear? Whether it's true or not, I've got no idea, but it's over in French France, so we don't worry about it too much. That apparently the workmen were smoking. The workmen were smoking. So how are they saying that the fire started? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they've already got €1 billion in donations by billionaires, and Pamela Anderson wants to know, you know, why €100,000 couldn't go to children who need it. And the answer is... because they couldn't care less. It's as simple as that. Buckingham Palace is asked to produce a list of historic treasures that builders are hoping to find underneath the floorboards of Buckingham House. Because part of it dates from the 18th century, about the 1820s. And so they're going to start digging it up. Now. I mean, now they're digging it up. I mean, for goodness sake. You know, it was a private house. It was never theirs. And they just nicked it, and then they change bits at the front of it. So the bits that you see, the stucco bits on the actual walls, are just it's just there as a fascia. As a fascia. Stacey Solomon admits she's stunned by her furry baby bump, and she's scolding Janet Porter, Street Porter, for looking disgusted at her body hair. She's got, like, you know, they call it the treasure trail. She's got that as well. Perhaps she's a man. I don't know. Perhaps she hasn't got a no-no. You know, that's what you could have something like. To be honest with you, nobody can work out what she does. or what she ever did. She apparently was a singer, but that's not happened for God knows how long. And she's married, or no, she's not married, are they? They're just, she's pregnant by some bloke that she might or might not be supporting. Kem Ketcher, you remember the one the other day who was caught with Danny Dyer snogging, her ex-boyfriend, with a little packet of powder in his hand, which looks suspiciously like you-know-what, but nobody's too sure. Anyway, they say he's no stranger to celebrities. He's got lots of celebrities. And you know the first thing I thought, being cynical? Oh, dear, I hope they're all not doing the same stuff. That's what I thought. Kem Ketanay, this is a little hairdresser from somewhere, claims Amber Davis was never meant to be on Love Island, as he reveals Chris Hughes was only signed up a day after the first episode. Who gives a stuff? I can't believe it's still going. Do you want to do it, Tom? Do you want to go on Love Island? Would that be your sort of thing? No, you haven't got the body, no, admittedly. But I mean, that doesn't stop you now, because they're actually putting people on there who are horribly misshapen. So I'm not saying you're horribly misshapen, but I mean, you don't need to worry about not having a toned body. I mean, I could go on it. Bit of. You think you're too clever? We probably are. You probably, actually, I imagine most people are too clever for that. It's only the bimbos and the himbos that they put on there. Sorry? Send Ollie. Do we think Ollie's got the bot? No, they'd have to wax him first. He couldn't go on there without being waxed. That's not exactly. There is not enough wax in the world. James Bond 25 cast will be announced tomorrow from an iconic 007 location. Daniel Craig reprises his role for the fifth and final time. They're offering huge sums of money to him. It's millions and millions and millions. But, I mean, he looks the part. You know, I think they've all looked the part. I haven't not liked anybody. Bit worrying, isn't it? Alison Hammond is unveiled as a Weight Watchers ambassador after weighing in at more than 20 stone. Bloody hell. And she's an ambassador. Does that mean she's getting it for free? She says, my WW journey is focused on getting healthier. No, it's because you're doing it for money, dear, aren't you? I'm assuming it's a gig. I feel rubbish when I don't eat properly or exercise. You're exercising, are you? Blimey. I tell you, there's a recipe for not exercising. Smirking Danny Dyer, shirking her woes as she emerges following that kiss with her stockbroker ex in the little packet of white powder, as Jack Fincham steps out after hinting she cheated. Oh dear, honestly. He went out with the photographer. I mean, I hope you're not doing the Colombian, Jack. I would like to think that you were being a little bit more adult about it. But as I say, nowadays. And then looking at the boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend who wants to be famous. What a bunch of old numpties. Susanna Reid claims that Piers Morgan's barely speaking to her. He's now taken an extra week off work. I don't know, I think it's all working quite well down there. They've got loads of publicity with Richard Madeley. Caroline Flack, apparently she nearly missed the first day of filming for Love Island and due to a painful wonky pelvis. I mean, she's 103 now, isn't she? I mean, she's a bit past it. Danny Dyer and Joanne Mass arrive at Danny's home to support her after Jack Fincham. To support her? What is she, three? To support her. What a bunch of dipsticks, honestly. How embarrassing. From Emmerdale, Louisa Klein insists she didn't feel awkward kissing mature co-star Jo Warren Plant, who's 17. Is that okay to kiss 17? Oh, 17's all right. Of course it's not acting, don't be ridiculous. They're actually kissing. They don't pretend to kiss. They do. Oh, that's okay then, is it? Oh, right. Producer thinks that's okay because it's acting. You still have to kiss somebody. It's like when you get two people in bed together and they quite clearly haven't got very many clothes on. I mean, that's not acting. That's called getting away with it. From Towie, somebody called Yasmin Ugo, who transforms into legally blonde icon Ellie Woods with a tiny dog, pink mini and designer bag. Oh, God, honestly. Why is it with you people who can't put your dogs on the floor? It's got legs, love. Put it on the floor. Otherwise, it just looks like an accessory, which makes you look stupid. You know, it was like, what did I read the other day? Jordan is going to give away her Alsatian she paid £1,000 for because she basically hasn't got enough time and she can't really be bothered. It's just an accessory. So, in other words, first of all, she shoves Harvey in a home because he's too big to cope with and she's getting rid of the dog as well. What a sad person. Charlotte Hawkins left very red-faced. They found a modelling debut. Oh, Lord. She looks completely different. Completely different. I bet she was sitting there going, oh, God, how embarrassing. Because she looked rubbish. How she could ever be modelling, I don't know. Following a strenuous workout session in LA, Dave gets outside where the photographer's waiting for him. I mean, obviously, they're so poor, they can't even afford to put gym equipment in the house. That would make it a lot easier, wouldn't it, Dave? Did you see him the other day tweeting about Her Majesty? You're not getting a knighthood, pal. You're not getting a knighthood, OK? Get over yourself. The pictures that mark the end of Janny. I don't know what that means, actually. Oh, that's Danny Dyer again. You can tell it's a posed picture because she's done up to the nine. She generally looks quite rough. This is a boozy weekend. 20 days after she split from Jack Fincham. The fake relationship. Britney Spears emerges from treatment facility for frozen yoghurt run. Have you ever had... I love frozen yoghurt. Frozen yoghurt is fab. And she's assured fans that all is well. So that's good news. Strictly's Karen Clifton debuts her dramatic new hair before she's helped off the dance floor. Basically, she's had a really stupid hairstyle and it just looks ridiculous. Also, Mrs. Hinch's Sophie Hinchcliffe reveals she's been rushed to hospital and insists the unborn baby Minnie Hinch is doing fine. This is some woman who does cleaning or something. They've obviously picked her out of a sort of a whole lineup of people who can probably front something and make some money out of it. Madonna does a radio video, but it's a sort of TV video, Radio 1, are not going to be playing it. They've kind of dropped her. She's too old at 60. I mean, a bit worrying, isn't it, really? Charlotte Crosby, enjoying a bike ride in Brazil. Whoa-hey. And she's holding her breast with a photographer standing there. Why have you not said to him, why don't you just sod off? Because they've taken him with her. Gemma Collins, showing off her incredible weight loss. Nope, still looks fat to me. I don't see the incredible weight loss. And Arj has joined a boxing gym. I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't bother with a boxing gym. I'd sort of go straight for liposuction. Lucy Fallon got a boyfriend, Tom Leach, as they attend a star-studded The Curse of La Llorona screening, whatever that is. I mean, I don't think she's in it, but they'd be going steady for more than 2 years. So that, as they say in the business, is a long-term relationship. 2 years, you go, oh, my God, a long-term relationship. For Ruth Langsford, every morning they have to do this link over to the Loose Women, and somebody will sit there, and in this particular case, the other day, Philip goes, I'm sorry, got to cut it off there, we're running out of time. And then Ruth gets a bit uppity and sort of goes, well, I only had two more words to say. But she was mid-sentence. I want to know what she looks like first thing in the morning when she wakes up. That hair, I mean, it never moves. Do you think she puts rollers in before she goes to bed at night? No, you don't think so. Do you think it wakes up all sort of tousled? I can remember I was living in a flat in London with these three girls, and one of them brought a boyfriend home, and he was immaculate. I mean, he was what they call buff, and this is like 45 years ago. I mean, it was seriously a long time ago. More than 45 years. And anyway, we were all taking bets on what he would look like first thing in the morning. We were hoping he was going to look like it because his hair was immaculate. And so the next morning, we all got up really early and we're all sitting in the sitting room waiting, a cup of tea and all this. And he walked in. He looked as immaculate as the night before and he'd only just woken up. His hair was just exact. Oh, God, I hate people like that. With me, it's a restoration job. People say, what do you do? I said, well, sometime between going to bed and waking up, I died. And then you get there and you think, oh, I don't know, what can I do to make myself better? I noticed the other day I didn't shave properly. And it's only because I went in and the mirrors here are very unforgiving in the toilet, very unforgiving. And I thought, oh, no. So immediately I got home and I had another little shave. And also, yes, that's what I've got to do. I've got to sort out a car for Sunday because of the marathon. There'll be nowhere to park. It's all going to be closed. Dreadful. Louis Tomlinson helps a pensioner of 83, who's lost his wife to Alzheimer's, tick off his bucket list in a touching video. What does that mean? A touching video. This man's known only as Richard. He wanted to do lots of things. One of them is a helicopter ride. He wanted to go to a theme park and an arena where he performed for thousands of people. So that's nice, isn't it? And then they were holding on to each other when they went on a few rides. That's quite sweet. I like that. You know, don't you think so? Well, just me again. Molly King. Remember Molly King? That's Molly King, 3 foot tall, reveals the relief when she was diagnosed with dyslexia after spending her childhood feeling stupid during a speech in Parliament. They've all got to come up with something, haven't they? It's like, you know, I limp occasionally. I mean, that'll, you know. Here we go. Ex-Egghead star CJ Demui reveals he contracted HIV when he was a teen prostitute. I mean, it's all coming out now, isn't it? And he claims his legal woes are weakening his immune system amid the AIDS battle. Well, if he's taking the combination of drugs, he should be absolutely fine. I mean, you know, it's to be honest with you, nobody's really interested. I know it seems a little bit harsh. Mel B and Jerry Horner reunite For the first time since the Ling claims, as they attend the Spice Girls rehearsals. On one of the cartoons in the paper today, they've got Mel B going, "So everything all right?" And then you've got Jerry Horner, the bubble, going, "Who said that?" Obviously not talking to each other, are they? What else we got? Amanda Holden offsets a demure ensemble by flashing a gold Rolex worth £33,000. God, very unwise. If you're really famous, to have 33,000 quid on your wrist. Alex Jones doing the one show. Do you know, they get loads of publicity, but no audience. You know why? Crap presenters. Sorry to say that. Richard Bacon is excited to be Piers Morgan's understudy as he fills in on GMB, and admits he would be bankrupt if his life-threatening lung infection had happened in America. It seems so funny when he was dropped from Blue Peter for the coke and all the rest of it, that his career looked like it was going. Now, you put an ex-cokehead up on to be filling in for Piers Morgan. It's amazing, isn't it? We're very forgiving. We're very forgiving in this country, you know. But there's probably loads of other people working in television, probably in radio as well, I shouldn't wonder, who've also done the Colombian. I'm delighted to say I haven't. I'm far too mean. Far too mean. I don't have any tattoos, and I haven't done cocaine. So does that make me a good person? Probably not. Probably not. Just means I've got a bit more money than Richard Bacon sitting in the bank. Anyway. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Friday morning. We'll tell you who, well, you know who one of the guests is for In Conversation. And that'll be for this weekend. So have a nice day today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow from 4. Don't forget, go to the LBC website, lbc.co.uk. And then you can download and do everything. And just boost the figures up a little bit. Be very nice. Thank you very much indeed. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday. And Sunday from 5 a.m.